Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I tell the stories of art, artists, and interview people in the arts. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I am an artist, art historian, teacher, and mentor. This is episode 87 of Art Talk, and today I have the pleasure to have a conversation with Shirley Ann O'Neill, director of the VAA, Visual Artists Association. After their book Good Art Doesn't Sell Itself, which I highly recommend, they have now written a book about securing representation, galleries, agents, and artists. The book is divided in sections, which are very valuable. A lot of information from industry experts, the do's and the don'ts, tips and summaries, a true guide for the professional artist. So welcome, Shirley Ann. Very happy to have you here and excited to talk about your new book.
Oh, thank you for the invitation. I'm delighted to be here today.
So after the success of Good Art Doesn't Sell Itself, another book filled to the brim with advice, what made you write this book?
I think over the past 12, 14 years, we've helped a lot of artists forge careers in the art world. And as an artist, you don't know what you don't know. And we wanted to highlight the importance of galleries. They're not the be-all and end-all. We work with many artists, thousands of artists that don't have gallery representation or don't have agent representation. But for those who would like to explore this option, there is a process to acquiring representation. And we wanted to share success stories. You know, we've been running masterclasses for the last 4 years. It works. There is a process. And really, we wanted to educate people and make it easier for them to explore this opportunity, if you like.
Yeah. Yeah, great. Because it's so necessary. I told you just before we started how many see galleries. And I have done two marketing courses, and the first one really taught us to stay the hell away from galleries. And recently, I read how an artist replies when a gallery invites her, and she wrote, "When galleries approach me, I want my work, but then rattle off that they take 50%. This is my response, always." And I didn't, I will not read the response, but she writes, "Did you know, as a collector, when you buy from a gallery, the artist only gets 50% and sometimes less because they charge the artist fees for shipping, etc., copyrights. And it has always felt so wrong to me and not in the artist's best interest. But artists deserve more. 80-20 feels right. Maybe even 70-30 if the gallery is actively selling. Anyway, to each their own. I support artists, and as a collector, I buy direct whenever I can." So what is your first thought when you hear this or read something like this?
I think that's her choice, it's her decision, and that's a personal decision. What I would say is I would suggest to artists to have a more balanced view. If you don't sell via a gallery, you still have your marketing costs, your exhibiting costs, etc. What I propose is a model where you can sell independently, but also have partnerships. Galleries have access to collectors and buyers that don't want to buy direct from the artist. I mean, a lot of them do, but they may not see you or hear of you. So they want to go to a trusted advisor who can show them several artists. They have overheads of the building, staffing costs, taxation, lighting. It's so expensive to run a gallery. And I know hundreds of galleries. I've worked with galleries, done gallery art fairs. I work with them commercially. The vast majority of galleries are lovely people champion artists. It's not a hugely profitable sector. So if you find a good gallerist who wants to invest in your work, happily pay those fees, you know, and if it doesn't work for you and you can sell the art elsewhere, great. But be blessed and try not to have a poverty mindset. Obviously, artists need to do what's right for them. But I know artists who, in the book, incidentally, one artist I work with has got 16 galleries that sells his work. Amazing results. So I guess you've got to go back to the question of what the artist wants to achieve and what level they are in their career. So not one all size fits all, of course. But equally, we don't need to be aggressive about it. We can be quite polite and be flattered that a gallery, if it's a genuine gallery, has taken an interest and say, at the moment, I don't have the stock available. So I guess they're not the baddies at all. You know, there's some amazing galleries and we have to be thankful because they make the art world a richer place. You know, they allow people who don't have access to the internet or want to go in and browse several people. So I think it's a bit of a narrow viewpoint, I suggest. I understand the difficulty with the percentage, but equally it's a choice. It's a commercial option. You know, you don't have to work with galleries.
Yeah. Yeah, I would add like that to that. Doing everything yourself is not going to bring you further. You need a who.
Yeah, absolutely. Need one good gallery. One good gallery can make an artist's career. There is an artist that I work with, and she used to do one big show a year with this gallery, 20 originals and a summer show, and that was enough because her show sold year in, year out with this gallerist. So they took time to build that partnership. And it was a partnership, and she didn't have to deal with buyers or the sales process. It was just such a beautiful relationship. So, yeah, absolutely. Keep an open mind, I would suggest.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the book is a dense guide. You have to read it in more than once, but it is a dense guide that shows lots of possibilities. Different from the first book, but a necessary one. And one of the most important things you discuss is about partnerships. And we just said that, trust being professional. I had some experience with galleries, and that there are more than a focus on the latest trend, rather than keep an artist or a group of them and really focus on positioning them. What are your thoughts about that? Was I with the wrong one, or
possibly you weren't with the right gallery? I mean, if you've worked in galleries, generally they have to have a balance between the two. They want to find an artist that they can work with and have longevity with, because it costs them to market solo shows, etc., etc. Of course, they need to bring fresh stock in as well. So I think the two things sit side by side. If a gallery finds an artist that they can sell repeatedly to, of course, they're going to keep hold of that artist. They're not going to want to disappoint their customers. So I think the two things go hand in hand. They have to have an element of new artwork coming in, and they have this staple of regular artists, if you like.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is a balance, and it's a new area for a lot of artists out there. Yeah.
And one of the ways you can overcome it, if you are in the position where you've got a gallery, one of the things that I recommend to the artists that have followed the process that I describe in the book is to keep your artwork fresh as well. So if your art hasn't sold after 12 weeks, replenish it and move it around. So for example, one of the artists that I mentioned is Andrew Allen Johnson. He followed the process that we suggested, and quite quickly he was signed up by three galleries. And he said, "Oh, things are a bit slow." And I said to him, "Are you rotating your art? So after 12 weeks, you change the stock, or are you bringing a new collection out? How does it work?" And he said, "Well, I hadn't thought of doing that." So quickly he rotated his art. I've got new stock in. Gave the gallerist something to be excited about, some fresh pieces. Sometimes it's timing why the artwork's not selling, but that resulted in immediate sales by just keeping the artwork rotating around.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, yeah. Well, I come from a different background because I did mainly commissions. But that doesn't work only. It works, but not alone. You need more legs under your business. So I started with series. And I've also seen that artists, and I've seen that, then change something. One in art history is Philip Guston, who went from abstract expressionist. He found it boring. He had like, okay, I'm ready with that. And he started from one day and the other day with figurative art. It lost him clients. It lost him his best friend. So in my case, I did solely commissions. So now I added series related to social problems, LGBTQ, nature, wildlife, and women empowerment. That has always been my thing. But now related to music. I'm a musician, exceptional female musicians. How would I represent that then to a gallery? After all steps taken, the inventory, descriptions, etc., etc., do you recommend one type of art? Because I see that a lot. I see that also in the interviews you have. It's one type of art. And stick to that? Or does this show the versatility of an artist or me as an artist? Because the style itself, yeah.
Well, I guess there's a dichotomy in that. And I 100% agree with you. What I would say is, if you are pitching to a gallery, you don't want to do a show reel of your best hits, for example. So we would always say present it in collections and imagine what the collection would look like in that gallery setting. Visualize what it would look like as an exhibition. So have a really sharp edit on what you're presenting.
Mm-mm.
In terms of the content, even if you've got several genres or several mediums, again, you can have them on your website, but always try to fit what you're pitching to the gallery. One of the gallerists that we interviewed on one of our masterclasses, he was a lovely man. He was a photography gallery, but quite often he would get emails in from artists who hadn't checked that he was a photography gallery and would just send them, I don't know, oil paintings without doing their research. And it really, he felt a little bit disgruntled because they were asking him to review their portfolio without actually taking the time and due diligence to review him as a potential partner. So it's not a volume thing that we suggest. If you're unsure, ask somebody to look over what you're pitching and is this a good match? How's it going to be received? Quite often you're only going to get one opportunity to pitch to a gallery. So make sure you do it right. It's what we would recommend.
Yeah. A very interesting part of the book to me was being gallery ready. A really interesting one, because I always thought being gallery ready is having art that is really top-notch painted, knowing how to use the materials, frame, certificate, etc. But that's not always the case. And I know, because since my interview with Kristen de Kitaly, a paintings conservationist, she told me a lot of artists do not know the material. And that resulted once, because she was asked if she wanted to restore it, in a painting in a gallery that was full of color, neon light type of colors at the start, to after a while having hardly any colors anymore. So it was on stock in the catalog. It was stunning. And then someone wanted to buy it, take it out. There was no color anymore because it's a dye. It's not a paint. It's not a pigment. So what would you advise artists who are self-taught to do before they enter the system when it comes to their art itself?
I think the most important thing is looking at the longevity and, you know, when you, the use of materials at the presentation is really important. Without looking at a particular medium in this case, but there probably should have been some kind of varnish or sealant on it if it was going to go into a gallery setting. I do sympathize because I know that when I've done big exhibitions, we have to be very careful with the lighting, not to damage the painting. So the provenance of the painting is really, really important, particularly if you are asking someone to take it to their home, because she's very fortuitous, because that could have happened in someone's home. So obviously in that instance, the artist wasn't gallery ready, but the gallery should have actually pointed out to the artist as well. And when they received the artwork, they should have looked at, you know, whether it had glass on it and the protection of the artwork, etc. Being gallery ready, it's not just having the artwork, but it's making sure it's protected, presented, that you give
and
the
know,
right
and know your material, because
is super, yeah, super important.